Welcome back. You with the news at one, and joining me our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley, because the top news this lunchtime at today's live register figures. And bear in mind, just a few short weeks ago, we were a country with technically full employment at 4.8% was the unemployment rate. And basically, anyone who wanted to go to work had a reasonable chance of getting a job. But Ingrid, how that picture has changed today, take us through the figures.
This is unprecedented. If I can take you back just 4 weeks to the end of February, the figure for the live register at that point was 182,800. That was the equivalent of full employment, as you said, at about 4.8%. Now, let's start again with the normal unemployment. That is up to 207,000, up 24,000. So that would have been people who would have lost their jobs in the normal course of events, maybe heralding what was coming. But the pandemic payment, the COVID-19 pandemic payment, is now being paid out to 283,000 people when the clock stopped to do these figures. Now, remember, it was only introduced on the 16th of March. So we're talking about a little over 2 weeks. That's extraordinary. On top of that, there are around 25,000 workers benefiting from the temporary wage subsidy scheme. Now, again, there's a bit of a time lag here because we saw yesterday that over 30,000 employers have applied for that scheme. So that will go up. But the total, again, at that snapshot is 513,000 people. Now, that is an extraordinary leap. We have effectively gone from 4.8% a month ago to over 17%. Now, remember, we never hit 17% even at the peak of the austerity crisis.
The banking crash. Yeah,
that's the one. Yes.
these are extraordinary figures. And, you know, what the people in government whose job it is to worry about the numbers will be. Well, the thing they don't know, which is the big question, which is how long the state is going to have to provide this level of support to this number of people.
Well, the first thing to say is that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because remember that a lot of further applications are effectively in the post. They're being processed at the moment. And remember, we only shut down construction at the weekend, and there are 147,000 people working in that sector. So unless they are supported through the temporary wage subsidy scheme, they'll end up on the COVID pandemic payment. But even with the wage subsidy scheme, they'll end up in these numbers. So it is very likely that these numbers will get worse before they get better. But the chink of light, as you say, is yes, it's supposed to be temporary. These schemes, these COVID schemes, have been put in place on the basis of 12 weeks. But nobody knows how long it's going to take. I mean, the Italians are still locked down and we're way behind them. So how long is this going to take? We don't know. But certainly, I'd say there are more civil servants reaching for antacid tablets than have ever been in that situation before. Because remember, for the last 12 years, this government has been in almost a restrictive, get the money in. Don't waste it. Don't make mistakes. And to see the money hemorrhaging out must be so difficult, because at the end of this, it'll all have to be paid for.
But of course, the point is, because if they don't do that, the economy risks having a heart attack. So this is why they're trying to keep everything ticking over in the hopes that things will improve in a couple of months. Ingrid, thank you for that.